Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Our hearts and prayers go out to all of you who've lost family and friends and are remembering them this holiday season, this Memorial Day weekend. This is an encore presentation today. We're going to be playing about three interviews that we recorded. Erica Maria, Detroit City Council writing candidate in District 7. We're going to be talking with Estelle Humphrey from the Poetic Justice for God, and we're also going to do an interview that Henrietta and I did with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. And speaking of Henrietta, the Sunday morning team member is here this morning. Good morning, Henrietta. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How are you? Good morning, Detroit. Happy Memorial Day to all the families and people who served in the U.S. Services Force. It's a great Sunday morning.
Yes, it is, and it's nice and sunny, and it's supposed to be warmer today. And this is really a day off of the Sunday morning team, but Henrietta's like me. We're up early any time on a Sunday morning. So that's why we're here. We can't. It's hard for us to take a day off. But Henrietta, I did want to talk. We are going to go to do our recorded interviews later in about a half hour. But so we will be live for a few minutes this morning. But I did want to talk to you about a few things. Number one, you went to Blackinaw Island this week. I had to smile when I saw that flyer for.
I love it.
Political event sponsored by Call 'Em Out and our friend Agnes Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was something I just could not stop smiling at the name Blackinaw Island.
Blackinaw Island. You know, that was just creative geniusness there.
Copyright that name for themselves.
I think they may have. If they haven't, I'm quite sure they're probably in the process of doing so. Oh, my God. You know, it was amazing.
Yeah, you spent most of the day over there. It was kind of like a political forum for candidates. I know my candidate, Maria, from District 7, she was over there yesterday. But you spent quite a bit of time over there. So what were some of your observations? Tell us a little bit about Blackinaw Island.
You know, it was absolutely amazing. Let me piggyback on that with you. Blackinaw Island, when I saw the flyer, I instantly was like, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. It brings awareness to political moves going on in the city of Detroit. It allows the candidates to come out. You know, we have Mackinac Island, and you know Mackinac Island is usually set up when they do their Mackinac festivities. A lot of the big wigs, the governors, and all the, you know,
so
the high-ranking officials.
This is like a play on Mackinac Island, because Mackinac Island is
absolutely
usually about the rich and the connected and the powerful.
There you go.
And this is kind of like opposite.
It's opposite. It allows the grassroots, up-and-coming leaders of the city of Detroit to meet up in one spot to talk about the political issues going on in the city of Detroit. You get the opportunity to see who's running for these offices. And this particular Blackinaw event was allowing candidates who are now running in the upcoming election to speak on behalf of their candidacy, and it allowed the community the opportunity to come out and see who are these candidates wanting their vote. So it was, the atmosphere was strong. The leadership there was strong. You had a lot of strong presentations there. Sam Riddle started it off. You had Christian from Detroit Breathe there. You had Joanne Underwood, who's also running for Detroit City Council District 7. You had Anthony Adams there, who's running for mayor. You had Beverly Kendall Walker, who's running for Detroit City Clerk, and a couple of other candidates also running in these positions. And it just really allowed them to showcase their strengths and allowed the community to come out and see if these are the people we want to run for us and represent us in this upcoming election. So it was very, it was, you have vendors there, you have small businesses there promoting their business. A lot of entrepreneurship was there yesterday. Just the coming together of Detroit greatest minds and businesses all in one spot. And I thought it was just absolutely amazing. The energy was high. The presentations were amazing. And I had the honor of being there. I'm actually glad that I got the opportunity to witness Black and All. And I really hope that they make this a continuous event because it's something we need in the city of Detroit.
Was this the first one?
Yes, it was. This was the first one that I attended. Now, I don't know if it was the first one that they presented, but it was the first one that I attended. And I'm almost sure that it's probably the first one. And I don't want to, you know, don't quote me, but I'm thinking it probably was the first kickoff of Black and All. And if not, I'm glad I was able to make this one.
Yeah, because I would have remembered if I saw this name before. But Black and
Absolutely.
All Island, wow.
I love it.
Sounds like you can't wait to run, can you? Because this sounds like you were blending right in and would probably wish you were one of the candidates.
Well, you know
but
what? Now that I think
coming.
About it, I kind of wish that I did, but I am gearing up for 2024, which is our
Yeah,
it's coming. It's coming. And it gives me the opportunity to see and learn a lot more about how to do things moving forward in my campaign. So, yeah, I'm definitely gearing up for my candidacy, and this was just one of the things that I will hope to get be a part of when I do run in the next elections.
That's not the only thing that you've been doing. What are some of the other things that, you know, just get us up to date on some of the things that you've been working on yourself besides being out all day at Black and All Island yesterday?
Oh, wow. You know, it's just things that I'm doing in the community. You know, I'm getting ready to start the first annual kickoff for Black Women in Home Care Appreciation Celebration, which is coming this summer. I just finished a documentary for home care workers in the environment, and I completed another home care documentary with SEIU. So it's just been, you know, pushing home care caregivers, just really trailblazing the women who do this work who are proportionately at a disadvantage because the percentage of women that do this work are Black women. Now, it doesn't take away from caregivers who are of other ethnicities of non-color, but because we are the highest percentage of women who do this work, we're the core workers of this care work. So I'm still pushing that, starting to do legislative work on behalf of that, training up home caregivers to take my place as I move towards the legislative part of making sure that this workforce gets uplifted and protected and paid. So I'm just really sticking with that right now, and along just, you know, getting ready to do what's going on in Detroit politics in the park with WJZZ. That's going to kick off in June. So I'm super excited about those few projects amongst many, many, many other things I got going on. But those are the two, the few major ones that I got going on right now that's really taking up the bulk of my time. And then, you know, being with the Sunday morning team, of course.
Absolutely. And that WJZZ Cool TV thing, that is video. So we'll be able to watch you do your show.
Yes. Yes, it will be live streamed on all the major social media platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook Live, Twitch, and I believe Periscope.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Seeing that we're talking about some politics, let me just drop this in for my candidate, Erica Maria. Erica is having her District 7 Community Fair and Pop-Up Shop coming on June 5th, Saturday, June 5th. That's next Saturday. So we're here already.
Erica Maria's D7 Detroit City Council Candidate Community Fair and Pop-Up Shop. It's going to be at Mansfield Diversity Park, Mansfield Park, right near Ruff. You'll be able to meet Erica, talk to her. There's going to be free food, community resources, pop-up shop vendors. The Michael Van Tool Show has a table at the event. There's going to be a bounce house, games, face painting, food trucks, free PPE supplies, because we still in COVID, so, you know, it ain't over. Right. So you still have to be careful out here, and you still have to use sanitizer and masks and things like that, and you still got to be safe. So
yes.
Join Erica on Saturday, June 5th at Mansfield Park on Saturday, June 5th. And, you know, Erica reminds you to say her name and spell it right, because you have to write her name in on the ballot on August
3rd. That's right. That's right.
Write her name in. When we did the interview, oh, and let me just say, we've got some interviews coming up, and the interview that we did was a few weeks ago, so that's why I'm mentioning this now, because since then, these things have occurred. She's a write-in candidate on August 3rd on the primary, and then this event is her first major fundraiser. We're going to have some more fundraisers too coming up between now and August 3rd for the primary. Let me just update shortly. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the law office of attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. And they call him the warrior lawyer because he will fight for you. He's a personal injury specialist, and you can reach him at 248-567-9990. And, of course, Livinoise Dental Care, keep your smile bright. Livinoise Dental Care is a team of professional dental hygienist. You are relieved of any pain or discomfort, and that you and then they exceed all your expectations. You are our priority at Livinoise Dental Care. The number is 313-340-9709.
Awesome. And let me just throw this out too, Michael. We are gearing up for the African American Leadership Awards show this year. It's going to be at the amazing New Music Hall Anthem Theater. Tickets are still on sale. Sponsorships are still being accepted. And in order for you to find out more about the tickets and sponsorship, go to /events2021/African American Leadership Awards. So, you know, we were talking about being present at this award show. So I wanted to kind of let everyone know, you know, the listening audience and the rest of Detroit know that this is going to be an amazing event. I know I'm going to be there. I'm quite sure the Sunday Morning Team, Michael Van Tool Show, is going to try to be there as well. And so I just want everybody to know, if you want to sponsor, you have a sponsorship, have your business put in the ad book, you know, visit that website I just mentioned, which is www.musichall.org/events/2021/African American Leadership Award, and you can get more information about that there.
Do they have phone number too, or just the?
You know, that's just their. I don't have an actual phone number, but you know, I know Al BJ Williams can be contacted, and I will put it up on my Facebook page if you know, to get that information from Al BJ Williams. But most people in the city of Detroit know who Al is. They know who Tashana is. So definitely reach out to Al for the sponsorship and ticket information for sure.
What's the name of it again?
It is the African American Leadership Awards 2021 Leadership Awards. And it's going to be at the beautiful, amazing, brand new. We are the first vendors at this amazing music hall Anthem Theater, built from the ground up, and we will be the very first organization to be in the house for this event. So we're going to break it in.
Wow. See, I knew you had a lot going on, and that's why I'm glad you were up this morning and able to join us, even though it's a holiday weekend. But I, you know, I'm sure, you know, trust me, when we get off the air this morning, I will start my holiday weekend for sure. Probably get
absolutely same here. Mm-hmm. Well, I will be out this afternoon helping Nicole do some canvassing. Nicole Smalls, as we all know, she's running for city council at large. So I will be, helping her out this afternoon with some canvassing. And then from there, actually, WJZZ is giving a backyard boogie from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. today. So if you want to attend that event, come on down to the radio station. We're going to be right there with barbecue and music and fun stuff to do. It's a BYOB, and you make sure you bring a chair because you want to sit and enjoy the festivities. So we'll be doing that from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. as well.
And this part of the show is called the Henrietta Ivy Show this morning. You know, and look, even later, you're featured on even the recorded version later.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is the Henrietta Ivy Show today.
Thank you, Michael.
But
I always appreciate. I appreciate you, and let's mention our wonderful mother, missionary Hattie Humphrey, for always keeping me encouraged, keeping me grounded, showing me how to move around in this radio business. This is something I never saw myself as doing. You know, I've always been a voice in the community. That's just something given naturally. But, you know, I want to thank you and missionary, and particularly missionary, because she saw something in me. You saw something in me, but she sealed the deal. And I'm so very honored.
She's adopted you, too, as a daughter. So
yes.
You know, yeah. And, you know, we had her on the Praise Network this morning, too.
Yes.
As a guest. And I know you were up listening to that. You are destined for greater and greater things. And that's something that me and missionary saw. So we're glad you're part of the team. Now,
you know, we
got to mention the rest of our Sunday morning team.
Yes, we do.
Sleeping in this morning. I was trying to give everybody the day off, but like I said, me and Henrietta, we'll be up. We can't even take a day off.
We try.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. And
yes,
but I know
the beautiful Kimberly Bachelor Davis.
Yes, and I'm sure they're probably up anyway because they're getting Christy's getting ready
and they're moms. You know, moms, we only can sleep for so long. Then we got to get up and get those kids because they're gonna get us up.
I know they're up. So good morning, Sunday morning team.
Good morning, beautiful ladies.
Yes, we're thinking about you. Let me mention.
Let's say hi to our co-host at large, Miss Latoya Bond.
I miss her.
Hi, Latoya. Love you.
Yep, she was on when we did a mental health special the other day. So
she's doing great things. She is doing great things. Like, she has trailblazed this mental health issue. She has her podcast, Speaking of Love. It is getting major attention. And I'm just so proud of my sister. Like, I am very proud of her. She is our co-host at large. So I just want to give her a shout-out as well. I love you, sis. Keep up the good work. You are doing phenomenal things, and I'm expecting more great things from you in the future.
Yes, and of course, Kimberly Davis has the Kim D. Davis Show. We got to mention that, too. So we want to make sure everybody gets covered on this.
That's right.
We just have a superstar team. That's what it is.
We do. We do. And I thank God for God's blessing the Sunday morning team and all of our listeners and supporters. But this team is, I'm telling you, Michael, I told you before and I'll say it again. This is going to become a worldwide household name. We're not going to only be, you know, a household name in the city of Detroit, but this is going to, you know, campfire out of control. Watch what I tell you. This is going to be major. Only because when God put it together, He only blesses it to get better. And God has formed this team together. So you can only imagine the mighty blessings He's going to bestow on all of us as we continue to service our communities and bring the news of politics and spirituality, mental health, just all the wonderful things that the Sunday morning team, the Michael Van Tool Show, and community highlights bring to the Detroit citizens. We are God's people. And God's going to keep blessing this amazing team.
Yes, well said. Thank you. I believe that, too. Let me mention a couple more people before I go into a station break. Of course, Franklin Wright Settlements, you know, even last year, the employees, the volunteers, the board of directors, everybody at Franklin Wright's been working together to improve the lives of Metro Detroiters, and they are still working very hard to this day. And if you would like to contribute to Franklin Wright Settlements, tax 719-1000, 313-579-1000 to support the work of Franklin Wright Settlements and CEO and President Monique Marks, 313-579-1000. And then also,
yes,
if you would like to need services from them, call, it's the same number. So if you need help, you can call that number, 579-1000, or if you would like to contribute so that they
mm-hmm.
continue to provide these services in Metro Detroit, just call 313-579-1000. Let me mention Optimal IT Solutions. Time I need help with my computers, laptops, desktops, tablets, I call Optimal IT Solutions. Their number is 248-796-2429. 248-796-2429. All right. Henrietta, anything else you want to say before we go into our pre-recorded version this morning, because we've got some interesting and exciting interviews coming up?
Well, you know, just happy Memorial Day to all the to everyone in Detroit. Again, wishing everyone a safe and enjoyable day. And again, if you get an opportunity, Michael would like for you and your family to come out to Backyard Boogie down at WJZZ Cool TV today from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, it's going to be food, free food, music, artistry, and just a good old time in the Backyard Boogie.
Oh,
it's right here on Ralston Street in Highland Park. I didn't get an opportunity to pull up the address, but it's right here. You know where they're building the new Amazon plant. So we're right counter corner to that. We're right here in Highland Park, right off of Ralston Street in Detroit.
Okay, great, great. Well, it should be warmer this afternoon. We didn't
mm-hmm.
have our complete weather report this morning because
right.
we just kind of just decided to go live for a few minutes
right.
this morning. So, you know, but all I can say is that it's going to get warmer and warmer as the week goes
yes.
on. So, and it's
well,
be
I'll say it's supposed to be up like 77 today, I believe.
Yep, and it's a beautiful day. It's turning out to be a beautiful day already. It might be a little chill yeah. right now, but it's gonna warm up, and the sun is already out. So as soon as we finish the recordings here this morning, I am headed out the door and enjoy the beginning of my holiday weekend. All right, Henrietta.
All right.
We're still going to hear your voice because we still got our interview that we're playing with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. So, and you were helping me do that interview. So there's going to be more on the Henrietta Ivey Show coming up this morning. Thanks, Henrietta.
Well, I
thanks
appreciate
for
it.
Up, and I'm glad you were able to join me for a few minutes this morning.
Thank you, Michael. And good to have a great day, Detroit.
And happy Memorial Day to you. And enjoy your weekend.
Same to you, Michael. Happy Memorial Day.
Thanks. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have the interviews. I think the first one up is with Estelle Humphrey. We'll see. We'll see. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together, we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the queen of car loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned AAA agency located in downtown Auburn Hills. Specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woodson Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be all right.
To an encore presentation of the Michael Van Tool Show featuring...
Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the warrior lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm really excited to introduce my guest this morning. Her name is Ms. Erica Maria. She's the Executive Director of Supreme Transitions, a nonprofit organization. She is also the luminary of the HBO documentary I Am Evidence with Law & Order SVU actress Mariska Hargitay and Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. I think you all remember that. Erica is also a social justice advocate, and she's running for Detroit City Council District 7. She is our guest this morning. Good morning, Erica Maria.
Hello, Mr. Van Tool. Thanks for having me.
Great, and I'm glad you're here. First of all, you know, this is a tough town, and there's a lot of, you know, it's a very demanding job. Why did you decide to run for Detroit City Council District 7?
Detroit is most definitely a tough town, but I was raised here, so that means it's a part of my DNA as well. I'm just as tough, if not tougher. I love Detroit. I thank God for my grandmothers, both paternal and maternal, moving into District 7. One bought her home in the late 50s. The other bought her home, several homes actually, in District 7 in the early 60s. When my mom was born. And just our roots are embedded. My family on both sides of paternal and maternal are just deeply rooted in District 7 of Detroit. And I've just grown to love the residents here. I don't know.
It's on the west side, right? So what's your boundaries, the district?
District 7 includes the zip codes 48227, 228, 48204. Some parts of 48204 and 48238.
Well, you know, you've got a number of challengers. You know, it's one of those jobs where you'll always be on. You know, you're always on stage. What do you think, what makes you different from the other candidates?
What makes me different from the other candidates is that I'm actually authentic and I'm real. I'm not a career politician. I'm not a rabble-rouser. I'm actually an advocate. I'm actually a community member that works for a community to get things done, solve problems, and create measurable change in a reasonable time. I understand what it takes to get things done. It's not about titles or positions. That's, you know, you can buy that, right? But to be in community, what makes me different is that I have an ear to hear, and I have the tenacity to get things done. I'm bold enough to stand, and I have been a proven leader on a national level, the state level, and here locally, advocating for policy change in the African-American community and for policy change here in Detroit. I have no issues with collaborating with several agencies, including our police department, joining community partner meetings with our current mayor, Mike Duggan, for the past 4 years, working with smaller grassroots agencies and churches, community organizations and block clubs. It's just who I am. I never meet a stranger. And as people share with me the challenges that they experience, I too experience those challenges. And so when I advocate for them, I'm also advocating for myself. And I think that's some of the things that make me different. I'm very relatable, and I'm very serious about receiving feedback and holding those members in different bodies in our state and in our city accountable for what it is that they said they would do, making sure that money is allocated and spent wisely for what we actually want. You know, and as an advocate, that's my job to hear and translate what we want.
What are some of the major issues in District 7? What are you going to tackle? What do your constituents want you to tackle?
So from what I've been hearing, because I'm not a career politician, so I don't have any promises to make. I can only guarantee that I will stand up and stand firm in what we believe is right and fair and just. And so what I've been hearing from community members, from our seniors who have been legacy Detroiters, who don't have access to funding for renovations to their home, we have a lot of issues in our neighborhood in District 7 as far as the streets and they're caving in. We have a lot of issues with lighting and public safety and business development. You know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs and startups, and they're missing out on opportunities to be educated and grow and get the resources that they need.
You know, I think that's something that a lot of people haven't thought about, Erica, is that, yes, we need to encourage business, some economic zones, and encourage people to do business, open up businesses, and to thrive. It seems like people don't mention that much, but we need economic activity. That's I'm glad you brought that up because that's something that we really need. You also, you know, it takes a lot of, we talk about how tough it is in this town. It takes a lot of confidence and courage and boldness to run for an office like Detroit City Council. What gave you all this confidence? Where did you get it from? And what propelled you into this public arena?
Well, it's funny. A few things. My mom was the only girl of eight. And after my grandmother raised her children, my grandmother and my grandfather raised their children, my grandmother then turned around and adopted seven more boys.
Wow,
so I was
okay.
Raised with like 14, 15 uncles and all of their friends. I was teased. I was bullied. You know, we used to walk down Schoolcraft and cut through the train tracks to get the bus to Rec Center in the summer months. They would tease me. I mean, They made sure that I was not afraid. If somebody bullied me, they would tell me, they would threaten me. If you scared, you know, we're going to lock you up, we're going to beat you down, you know, stuff like that. But they never hurt me. They loved me too much to hurt me. But they always challenged me to bring out the inner strength that I have. And, you know, honestly, I'm a Leo. You know, I'm a true lioness. I am unapologetic and unafraid.
That accounts for something.
I'm competitive. And I know my self-worth. You know, I believe in being self-aware. So that's where my confidence comes from. And I don't lose. You know, I do everything to accomplish my goals.
Well, Erica, you are a social justice advocate.
Yes.
How did that happen? Tell us that story. How did you become a social justice advocate?
I became a social justice advocate by experiencing adversity myself, several layers of adversity. I was a teen mom after losing my mom. My mom passed when I was 16 years old. I had my oldest daughter my senior year of high school. So just before I turned 18, I became a mother without a mother. I was able to enter Wayne State early because I had graduated from high school before I had my daughter my senior year. And trying to navigate systems was very hard for me at that time. Either I was too old or I was too young. I had too much education or not enough education. I just never really fit into a program. But I found myself homeless and experiencing so many hardships, and these policies that were in place did not make sense for me. And then I experienced my sexual assault. And that's when I decided to relocate because I just could not see my hand in front of my face. My outlook for life was very, very dim. And so some friends who were in school in Alabama, they invited me down just to kind of recalibrate. And I noticed how their systems and policies were very different for the city residents. And I said, wow, things like, you know, like this, what happened in Detroit, people would be able to get, you know, the help that they need. They would be more empowered. And so I came home with the idea of a more in-depth intake system to help people get leads and referrals to accomplishing their goals. And that's when I decided to start my nonprofit organization, Supreme Transition, which is a leads and referrals agency. But our primary goal in that is our initial contact. We do an in-depth intake. We have a one-on-one conversation, a keep-it-real conversation, where people can tell me, oh, I need bill pay assistance. And I say, well, how's your budgeting? Oh, I pay my bills. No. Let's talk about your budget. How much do you actually spend on recreational items? How much do you spend? You know, let's be honest and let's talk about where the issues are, and let me help you accomplish the bigger goal by creating some smaller goals. And so we started this whole wraparound system in that in-depth intake with community members, and then hosting small groups and conferences and empowerment sessions for men and women. And then as I became more comfortable sharing my survivor's story, that's how we developed the component specifically for survivors of violence and I Am Evidence, which is my company name.
And I know that you have, it propelled you on a national stage, all your work. I mean, you know, when I introduced you, I noted that you had worked with the Law and Order series actress and also with Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. I remember back when you were working on the rape kits, and that was got a lot of attention. So you were involved in that from back then.
It's very interesting because running a grassroots organization, we always need money, and you have to be creative to, you know, raise those funds. And so I generated a T-shirt that said I Am Evidence, and the D was the Detroit D. And I was kind of shopping the idea around of having a talk show to highlight what was good and new in Detroit. because at that time we were getting so much negative press about the mayor, you know, Kwame Kilpatrick, and it was national news. And so I thought if I could be a light to show the world that there is something good and new in Detroit, and to invite guests on to tell me what their evidence of, you know, black men who were raised by single mothers who did not become drug dealers, you know.
They are evidence.
I am evidence. And so that was my original mind frame, but God
showed like that.
Me, right? So I produced these shirts, and we're selling these shirts as a fundraiser, and I'm still speaking, and I'm getting more opportunities to speak on a national level. And so I went, and I was one of the speakers, the keynote speakers in D.C. on economic justice reform through the Women of Color Network, and I wore my shirt. And this young lady at my table was from Atlanta, and she looked at me, and she looked at the shirt, and she said, "Well, what's going on in Detroit with the rape kit backlog?" And I'm never nasty to people, but I kind of bit, you know, snapped at her, and I said, "Well, I don't know. That's public news. Google it." And so when I went in my hotel room for lunch, I didn't want to eat with the group. That just really bothered me for some reason. I looked in the mirror in my hotel room, and I said, "God, you tricked me. You got me walking around with this shirt on across my chest telling people that I am evident in a time where it's national news that we have over 11,000 untested rape kits that have been found in an abandoned police building, and I have one." So when I came home from that, I was asked to speak in California through another national agency, but they couldn't figure out the budget. And a friend here with a sexual assault agency invited me to come and do a training for survivors.
So you literally just kind of, you fell into that role as a spokesperson.
It just fell in my lap. It literally did.
You know,
like,
and that's why I wanted to talk to you about this, because, you know, when you're running for office, like city council, you want somebody that has proven record that they can do something, not just somebody, you call them rabble rousers. There's a lot of people out here, even in your district, that's just talking. You know, a lot of people just do a lot of talking. But right now, we need more than talk. We need actual action. We need people to do things. I think, and that's why I called you for this interview, because I see what you've already done. And that's what we need. We need people that can get things done. So I really applaud you in what you've accomplished, the real work that you're doing, the being a spokesperson, an advocate, and now wanting to take this and make change for this city, you know, because it does take that boldness and confidence. Did you ever think that you would be running for city council?
Yes. Actually, I had planned to run 4 years. I had planned to run 4 years ago, but when I established my nonprofit in 2012, as I was going through the process with my mentor, Kaylin Risker, I kept telling her, you know, I've got to run for Congress. I've got to run for, you know, a larger seat. And she said, well, everybody always feels that way. And I said, no. So I even knew in 2012 that real change happens in policy change. But another difference between me and some of these others who have made it on the ballot in District 7 is that it's one thing to pick a fight, and it's another thing to know how to win a fight. And what learned through all of my experience and all of the blessings and things that have happened because I was bold enough to stand up, right, for what I believe in, is that I've learned as sitting at these tables and being a part of task force and leadership cohorts, is that you have to know how to strategize, and you have to know how to collaborate, and you have to have a strategic plan. And so it's one thing to just yell and throw rocks and pick these fights, but what if someone actually says, hey, yeah, we believe in what you're saying. Now what?
Right.
Do you
now
actually
do
have
something
the capacity to build a strategic plan? Do you actually have the capacity to work with others? You can still stand firm on what you believe, but you still have to be able to work with others, because we are diverse in District 7. It's not just African-American people. My neighbors are Hispanic, Lebanese, you know, Chaldean. It's so diverse. White, we have white people in District 7.
You stand for everybody. You're representing everybody.
You have to stand up for everybody. And on an individual level and on a collective level, because we are neighbors. So outside of my family having over 60-plus years roots in District 7, I personally have lived at my house in District 7 for 10 years. I raised my children in District 7. They went to Detroit Public Schools in District 7, you know, and I've caught the bus in District 7. I've walked to the grocery store and walked home in District 7. So there are a lot of things that we need, you know, in District 7 because I have lived experience in District 7.
Great. Well, you know what? You're the residents in District 7 are going to love to listen to this because you're obviously going to fight for them. You've been in a fight for a while. You've had a number of fights over the years. And you're standing tall now. We need somebody like you in Detroit City Council. You can get some stuff done. You can work and represent the people, and you're representing everybody in your district. Erica, Maria, thank you so much for joining us on the Michael Van Tool Show. We really appreciate it. Let me tell you, the Sunday morning team and I stand for you, and we're with you, and we would like to see you successful and at the table at the City County Building in November. Thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Not a problem. And if you don't mind, I'd just love to...
An encore presentation of the Michael Van Tool Show featuring interviews with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Detroit City Council candidate District 7 Erica Maria, and Estelle Humphrey, founder of Poetic Justice for God.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned AAA agency located in downtown Auburn Hills. Specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woodson Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Four presentations of interviews that we've conducted over the past 6 to 8 months. To Maria, candidate for District 7, Detroit City Council, and she's You will need to write her name in the on the ballot on August 3rd on the primary, and she's having her District 7 fair on Saturday, June 5th, all day long at Mansfield Park, Rutherford Diversity Streets. So we're looking forward to that. But that's my candidate in this race, Erica Maria for Detroit City Council. That great chaplain, Bishop Stephen Caffey, is on the line. Another one of those people that are up early on a Sunday morning. Good morning, Bishop. How are you this beautiful day?
Man, God bless your Holy Spirit. God bless everyone that's part of the Michael Van Doo Show. And, you know, God bless the missionary. Bless her Holy Spirit. Bless you all. I've been listening in and missing you guys, and I thank God for setting me aside. Sometimes we have to be set aside so that God can finish doing what he's doing. Amen? And I thank God to be able to be back on air with you. If not to hold you, I have a phenomenal woman of God online with me. You know her, Pastor Joyce Branham, Harriet Tubman of the Hood, Mother Zion. Amen. She's a gangster rapper. But
good morning.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, hello. I just turned into the show. How you doing?
Great. Good to
hear
you.
Can y'all
hear
me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Yes,
thank
and I
so...
enjoy, I live in District 7, and I'm anxious to meet that young lady.
She
sounds phenomenal, and I will be trying to track her down. But I want to tell you briefly about my programs. I have an anti-crime movement called Straight Backs, and so I am a rapper, a positivity spiritual gangster. And I want to tell you, first of all, about my program called Straight Back We Care. And that is people can just come in and share their problems. Just talk to us. Because we've been shut down. So we need people to come in and just share their burdens. You don't have to have a problem. But if you have a problem, we will give you to an agency. We work with 13 agencies. And if you have a situation, let's say a troubled teen in the home, domestic, a violent situation, we will give you a phone number or somebody that you can talk to. I have 13 listeners available.
Wow.
And they will be available. It will be at St. Suzanne Cody Rouge. And you can call them. You can call me. My number is 313-948.
Say that number again, because it kind of faded out. Can you say the number again?
Oh, my. It's 313-948-1155. That reception cut her out. Yes, but her number is 313-958-1155.
Hopefully we'll get her reconnected because it was very
interesting. Yeah, I'm trying to connect her back now. I'm trying to connect her back. Here she go. Here she is.
Okay, great. Don't leave us. Come on, bring it back.
There she go.
Go
I apologize. There she go.
Okay, no problem.
So that is ongoing. That's we have people available. And you can call my number, and it will tell you who's available at that time, that hour, 1 hour per week. These people have given their time just to listen.
And now, this is the second annual, if I may. This is the second annual Fun City, Not Gun City.
Okay.
I want you to know that.
So that's the We Care City. Now I'm going to talk about my second annual event. It's called Fun City, Not Gun City. And this is held July 37th. It's an all-day event because we got to take down the image about Detroit, you know, all this gun violence. So my movement target, what about let's have a little fun. Let's enjoy life.
That's right.
Because the Bible said Jesus come to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. So Fun City, Not Gun City, I'd like for you to be one of my sponsors to come out and talk about your show. It's all day. We're going
to
stop
there.
All right. So I'm going to briefly tell you a little bit because I don't want to hold up the show. But the first part is young kids, the bungee jumping, you know, all the things the young kids like to do, little kiddie disco. Then we're going to have the politicians in District 7 speak. So this is because the election is the third. So a lot of people don't even know what's on the ballot. So we'll have that young lady come out and talk, and other people in my district, so it's a lot of them running to talk. And then we're going to have a gospel rally because I am a preacher. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to have a talent show. We're going to give it to the hood. They could dance, sing, no turkey, but dance, sing. And then we're going to have a jazz concert. Okay. So if you, and so it's going to be all event, Fun City, not Gun City, July 31st. I'd like to come on your show before that time and tell a little bit more about it.
Absolutely. Man, I'm so glad that, Bishop, that you got her. And what's your, you said you they called you the spiritual gangster, but what's your name?
My name is Pastor Joyce Branham, and that's Branham.
And she can also be Googled. All of her music and everything, she can be Googled. Just type in her name, Joyce Branham. Heritage Coming of the Hood. She got plenty of videos. When I say this, if I may, in order to secure the vote, you have to establish hope. Just remember that. In order to secure the vote, you must establish hope. Hope must be established in the people. The second annual Fun City, Not Gun City, will deliver that hope to the people.
Well, we definitely want to be there.
To every politician that will be there.
Well, we definitely want to be there. And isn't it ironic that my candidate, Erica Maria, her day at the park is called a fun day also. It's called Fun Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's called Erica's D7's Community Fun Fair and Pop-Up Shop. So we're really looking forward to that. So great minds think alike. So it's going to be a fun day at the park on the 27th. That's July 27th.
The
31st, the last day. In July, but I'm going to try to make 27th.
Okay.
So
our fun day is on June 5th. So that's coming up this coming Saturday, June 5th. So, but we will definitely be in touch with you this week.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely have you back on the Sunday before your event.
Great to talk to you.
Thanks for calling in this morning.
Well, God bless you, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. That's Pastor Joyce Branham, also known as a spiritual gangster. We're looking forward to joining with her on her fun day and then our fun day, too. That's great. So we'll definitely. Bishop, you're doing it this morning.
Well, I'm doing work. See, I'm doing what God has chosen this body to do. Amen. I got to do it. And I encourage everyone else to do the same thing. God chose our body to do something. There's a purpose there. Do what God has purposed you to do. Keep your eyes on him. And anything that you want to accomplish, anything that you want to get done, anything that you want to have, if your relationship is shiftless, God will fix it. Have I got a witness? If your business is going bad, he will deliver prosperity to the board members. So I just, in anything, just keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on God. Keep it on God. That's the word today. Keep your eyes on God, and everything will be all right.
Let me just ask you one question for those who they say, it's easy to say keep your eyes on God. What can you tell those who are facing what looks like insurmountable odds? They're facing things that they are in fear of. They're afraid. It looks tough. They don't want that day to come, things like that. What can you say about how to get through those tough times?
Amen. And I'm so glad you asked that. The Bible said, first of all, we have to get rid of the things that we have connected to ourselves that we feel identifies us. Can you hear me? Those things that connect to ourselves that we've been taught to bring with us it simply starts with, how do you spell use? How do you spell you? I'm asking you.
Y-O-U.
There it is right there. Now, the thing that's connected you to that you is you saying that you need a Y and O in order to be you. How can you spell? I'm asking you to spell something and you say it. So you say Y and O. You don't need Y and O to be you. So once you get rid of the Y and the O in your life, you'll realize that it's only about you.
Yeah.
So the Bible says, now listen, the Bible says greater is he. That's it. You don't need a Y and an O to be you. You don't need Bubba, Day-Day, Sean, Lee. You don't need nothing of that in order to be you. So once you get in that place where you know it's just about you, you will be able to understand the scripture when he says, greater is he that is in you, not Y and O, but in you than he that is of the world. See, you got to know that you stand there with God all by yourself. You don't need nothing to go with you. You don't need nothing to identify you with God. So whatever your problem is, when you get in that one spot, see, when you go pick up Y and O, here is what happens. Y will be like, why you do this? Why you do that? Why you say this? Why you say that? And then here come O. O come around the corner. Oh, yeah. Oh, for real? Oh, no, you didn't. But listen, all the time, Y and O talking about you.
Let me tell you
talking about
Bishop,
you.
Bishop, me and Henrietta were talking about that this morning. We were talking about some of those people, and not just people, but there are some groups and organizations around you that you don't need. They need you more than you need them. Even some
you better say it.
Sometimes you have to kind of disconnect, let them go, because they're trying to. You know, they hang on to you. Some people hang on to you so tight that they're suffocating you. Some people
cross the crash,
pulling you back so hard they're pulling you under. They're drowning you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to go.
Yeah.
I ain't even supposed to be preaching this morning.
Here's what God is saying. Here's what God is saying to us this morning. You have a witness. He's saying to us right now. He said, listen, I know a lot of y'all can't swim, but I'm going to take you off into deeper waters. You hear me? I'm going to take you into deeper waters. You know why? Because only the enemies is the ones that's going to drown. You see what I'm saying? See, no matter how far we get out in this stream, if we looked at ourselves and say, you know, God, here I am standing alone. I ain't bring nothing with me. I didn't bring no depression. I didn't bring no heartache. I didn't even bring the man that don't understand what together really means. and then that's a whole other story, because God's talking about your marriage. God's talking about a marriage as well. He's saying your marriage is gone bad is because that man or that woman you with don't understand what together really means.
Wow. Look, you saying something some people don't even want to face. That marriage is bad because she's bad or he's bad. That's why it's
bad. No.
It ain't the marriage. It ain't the marriage. It's the person.
It ain't the marriage. It's the marriage is the title. It's the category.
Right.
It's the position. But guess what? When you understand together what together really means, then you'll understand your marriage. You understand your message. Together means to get her. I don't care how else you put it. It means to get her. The Bible says that that a man findable wife findable good thing. The Bible says what I got joins to get her. Oh, I wish I had a witness today. He said what I got joined to get her. Lest no man put it under. So if your marriage lasts because you understood together. You understood that nobody come in here and destroy the marriage but you and her. But you and her. Not no gossip. Not none of that. Nothing can destroy your marriage because it's consecrated and ordained and positioned by God. But anybody can destroy your relationship, but they cannot destroy your marriage.
I you know, this is not the way I scripted this morning. You know, I had it all planned out a certain way. But,
my Lord.
You know, the day came and God takes over and
it
got a little bit different, but you know, we needed this lesson this morning. You know, you and I
have been
talking and saying that yes, we need to spend more time talking about the goodness
that's
of God.
Right.
We have to have
that's
more
right.
time talking about his goodness and what he does and what he needs to do. In order to show our appreciation for what he does. Sometimes we just need to wake up and just start thanking God. Forget about, you know, all the things you want to ask him. You know, some people think he's like Santa Claus where you get a Christmas list and you get up and start praying and you start asking him for stuff. Sometimes we just need to don't even talk. Just start thanking God. And
do what the Bible says. Do what the Bible says. He said that if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men. Oh, I'm about to start this thing already. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. And see when God said, I'll draw all men unto me, he said, I'll put your depression to the side. I put your sickness to bed. I make that man come home. He said, I make the woman do right. He said, I stop lying. I wish I had a witness today, y'all. Woo! He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me.
This is right on.
We got to lift him up. We got to have a, I'm a thank God anyhow spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
you know,
Jesus.
Look, earlier was the Henrietta show earlier. It's the Bishop.
Well, bless her.
Because you even had a guest on with you.
My.
I appreciate you so much, man. Thanks for getting up.
Man, you are phenomenal.
This was right on time. I needed to drop this in. You know, I'm doing these interviews, these encore interviews this morning, and you know, this is working out even better than I had planned. So I appreciate you.
Thanks. I know we might have to go, but you really think you're gonna let me go without saying it?
Oh no, go right. No. Go right ahead. We got time. We got time for that.
This is for everyone that's listening. I want you to touch your listening box. Touch what you're listening through. If you got your earphone in, just touch it. I want you to touch it so that you can receive this right now. And whatever you're going through, just say this. Give me you. Everything else can wait, Lord. Give me you. Ooh, I hope it's not too late. Lord, give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you, oh Lord, I hope it's not too late. Give me you, I don't want these problems no more. Everything else can wait. Lord, fix it. Fix it, Jesus. Give me you. Hope it's not too late. Give me you, Lord. Everything else, if I'm a drunk, Lord, if I'm doing drugs, Lord, if I'm a cheater, Lord, if I'm a liar, Lord, everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope it's, not too late.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Bishop Kathy, for blessing us this morning.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Bless
you
all.
So much. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That just turned this morning into a different direction. I really appreciate that. God is working with us this morning. We'll be right back.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Michael Van Tool Show featuring interviews with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Maria and Estelle Humphrey, founder of Poetic Justice for God.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I have an interesting guest. Her name is Estelle Humphrey. She is the founder and visionary of an organization called Poetic Justice for God Ministry. God has ordained this ministry for worship through the performing arts. Estelle Humphrey is with me now. Good morning, Estelle. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Great. And a member of the Sunday morning team will be joining us on the interview too. Trevis Colvin, part of the Sunday morning team, will be here with me too. First off, Estelle, I just want to know, how long have you been doing this, this organization dedicated to gospel artistry?
For over 15 years. We started back in 2003, and the vision came from where I went to a poetry event, a girlfriend that I grew up with, was one of her friends, and the Holy Ghost spoke a word to me and told me, how come I can't do this for worship? How come you can't do this for God, for me? And it just right there inspired the vision. And as I began to pray and fast, he's continued to give me more vision of how he wants to be more structured. So we started back in 2003.
Well, you know, and that's great, because there's so much out here to help, like aspiring rappers, nightclubs where people can go to, you know, hone their craft of singing. But we need something for ministry, too, artists in the ministry. And that's a great idea, obviously something that we really needed. So what do you plan to take Poetic Justice for God, because I see it all over social media now.
Amen. Right now, what we're trying to do is start a podcast. And in the future, we want to eventually make movies and plays and hire different artists from dance, drama, singing and dance, dancing through the worship, musicians, poets, actors, actresses, the whole nine yards for the platform. So that's what we see in the future.
what does the organization do? Let's say I'm a poet, a singer, and I come to Poetic Justice for God. What can I expect when I get there?
Basically, we'll hire you to do an event for us. So my thing is, I started off just going to churches and just doing part of their service and being a part of their service and bringing in different talent for them and giving them an offering from the Poetic Justice for God ministry. So whether we got paid from the church or not, I made sure that the artists got paid, honored them, put them under a contract, a basic contract, just basically spelling out how much we'll pay them. And then from just going from to different churches and doing different events, the Holy Ghost took it to the next level. We created our own event, rented out different institutions, different churches, and created a Poetic Justice for God event. And then from there, we took it to the next level and started hiring different evangelists and pastors to bringing them in to create a conference. So our last conference was in 19 was called Holy Ghost ID Check. And it was a past. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, so what are some of the variety of artists that you have come through Poetic Justice for God over the years? We know that there are singers, we know there are dancers. What other types of artists have come through Poetic Justice for God?
We had a couple of ballerinas, a couple of dancers that came from one. The last ballerina came from Chicago, and she traveled extensively, and she danced for the Harlem Theater Dance Company. So they come from all over. Mimers. We had one scheduled from Chicago, but we canceled it for this year. But we got mimers that come from all over. Rappers. We had one Missy D. She came from Ohio. So. We have one in Lansing, Miss Reality, Chanel Henry. She was one of our rappers that traveled with us extensively, and musicians as well. Pastor Charles Lassiter was one of our musicians.
You've got to reach outside of Metro Detroit. So it doesn't matter then if it's in Metro Detroit or Michigan. You'll partner with any artist.
Yes. It doesn't matter. Long as you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that's the qualification. We don't sell Buddhists, but we will pray for you. We're praying for salvation.
So this is everybody does ministry in their way. You know, of course, you know, I do poetry, and thank you for inviting me to join in with Poetic Justice for God years ago. I found some old paperwork from some events that I was performing in that you were hosting from I don't know how many years ago, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and still remember to this day. And just to show you the impact of your organization, I'm still with you today.
Amen.
So I can personally vouch for Poetic Justice for God because you guys helped me, I tell you that. So I appreciate all that Poetic Justice for God and you, Estelle. So this is your ministry.
What God has ordained. I can remember when we was together, we did an outreach ministry where we fed the children. I can't even think what kind of home
I know,
it was
so long ago. It just tells you how long you guys have been around.
But we had to get release forms for the organization, and it was children that was like, it wasn't prison, but they was in, I can't remember, lockdown, but we had to get release forms and sign a release form saying that we won't violate their HIPAA rights, and how we did the worship service there and how the Holy Ghost fell that night. We allowed the children to worship. Some of them got up and did poetry, and was able to minister to them. So it's an exchange. And as we began to worship God, I remember the Holy Ghost just falling into place. And we had a pastor there, and he just began to pray.
and they were young, and it was, I remember that outreach with us. And then I remember you coming to so many of the events, supporting and, you know, encouraging, because we had really just started off, Michael. So you have been truly a blessing to the Poetic Justice for God ministry, just as an access, as a mentor, in the whole nine yards.
Well, I appreciate that, and your organization have been a blessing to many people. It goes both ways. As we all have been impacted by this pandemic, how has that affected Poetic Justice for God, and what are you doing now that all these changes have gone on in this country, well, the world, since March of 2020?
Well, basically, I had already had a website, poeticjusticeforgod.net. Once you guys have kind of go to the website and subscribe. And now the only thing that's different from the website, because I have a YouTube channel, Poetic Justice for God Ministries. Check that out and subscribe. We started the blog interviews, where we're doing interviews with just different artists and pastors. That has been truly a blessing. So if you go to the website and you look under Poetic Justice for God blog interviews, you'll see all the interviews. And you can also go to the YouTube channel. And then we even started the outreach part of the ministry called Wear Your Mask Movement. So we're encouraging people to wear their masks, encouraging them and teaching them about proper hygiene, hand hygiene, where the spread of infection can be cut down and the COVID-19 can be reduced just by wearing your mask and social distancing. So we're doing different videos and different challenging, encouraging people to wear their masks. And so far, you know, so far, so good. Because I'm an essential worker, and some of my colleagues have come and volunteered their time and helped me with the video. So it's been a blessing. And I've been posting them on social media and just hoping that the response has increased tremendously, and praying that they pay attention and wash their hands, proper hand
right.
hygiene, wear their mask, and do proper social distancing.
Great. I think that's a great program that you all are doing now with the mask, Wear Your Mask campaign. It's very important. It's simple, it's cheap, but it saves a lot of lives too. Now, I know you do a lot. This takes up a lot of your time. It's a lot of hard work, but you have a regular full-time job too, right? So what do you do for a living?
I'm a respiratory therapist. I've been a respiratory therapist for over 30 years. And I started off in Detroit because I was born and raised and attended Mary Grove College in Detroit for respiratory therapy. So I trained at the DMC. So I always tell them I'm DMC born, and certain people understand what that means. And basically I started traveling in 2016 to different areas of Michigan, which made it even more. I'm on the west side now. So I'm working in Kalamazoo. I'm working in Grand Rapids. I'm working in Grand Haven. And eventually I'll be coming out of Michigan and working in Indiana as well. And I'm in nursing school. I'm in school to get my RN. So I got a lot on my plate. I have set goals, and I'm thanking God for the vision and the provision that he has given to me.
So wow. It's amazing how you are able to juggle all that and do all that and help artists, gospel artists, through your ministry. I know we just got a couple of minutes left in this segment. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to, is there something that you wanted to communicate or say that we have not covered about your ministry and what you're trying to do?
Well, basically, just continue to pray for the ministry and subscribe to the website, poeticjusticeforgod.net. Look at we have a blog. We have different pastors that send in their material to be placed on the blog, and not just poets, some poets as well, and another inspirational writer, that's different writers that's also sent in their work. You can send it in. My name, EstelleHumphrey@yahoo.com. And also just continue to pray for the ministry as we go forth in ministry during this pandemic
Great.
And the transition for us.
Great. I know you know Trevis Colvin, co-host here, one of the Sunday morning team, and I just wanted her to say something before we, I know we just got about a minute left, but I just wanted to connect you guys real quickly here. Trevis, it's Estelle Humphrey on the line.
Good morning, Estelle. How are you?
I'm good, Ms. Trevis. How are you, Ms. Colvin?
All is well. I'm so glad that you could join us on this morning. It's been great. I look forward to continuing this relationship, and we want to see what God is going to do with Poetic Justice for God. He's doing great things, and you're just on fire, and I want you to be encouraged. You've given us some good information. This interview's been great, and so we're praying for good success. Amen?
Amen.
All right, well, I'm going to turn you back over to Mr. Van Tool. He's going to close us out and everything. But again, I'm so glad that you could join us on this morning, and we look forward to hearing more from you and watching what God is doing in Poetic Justice and with Poetic Justice for God.
Thank you so much, Trevis. You said it all. I don't even have to say anything else. You got it. But thank you so much, Estelle Humphrey, founder of Poetic Justice for God Ministries. God bless you. Thank you, Estelle.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
Van Tool Show featuring interviews with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Detroit City Council candidate District 7, Erica Maria, and
have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com
or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning, and thank you for waking up this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. I'm here with the Sunday morning team, or at least part of the Sunday morning team, community activist, podcaster, and political analyst for Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning.
Great. It's good to hear your voice early in the morning. And we've got an exciting show. Of course, Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights are coming up following this program. This is an extended program. We are recorded on this version, so if you're trying to call in now, this program is recorded, but we will go live with Missionary Hattie Humphrey in 1 hour with Community Highlights. So we're looking forward to that. But we have a special guest this morning. We're going to be talking with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, and we're going to be talking with him in about another half hour. But we got something to talk about, and Henrietta, we want to get an update from you, too, about what you're doing and what's going on and what's important in the community. So we'll talk to you about that shortly. So how are you today?
I'm doing well, Michael. I'm up, and it's going to be a wonderful day. We got some warm weather. So I am excited and just happy to be up in this and getting ready to, take on all the things that's going on out here in the community.
Yes. And Henrietta, we are going to be focusing on some really important issues and interviews coming up, and this is the first of a few that we've got coming up in the near future, and we'll talk to our audience about that more in the next few days. But let me pay some bills and cover some of our notes that our sponsors have given us. First thing is, of course, Veronica from Rolani's Boutique, she's been updating us every week about her store. Unfortunately, after 24 years, COVID-19 is the only thing that caused her to go out of business. Traffic just slowed down to a crawl, actually stopped.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of businesses have been facing those type of issues. And it was staggering. I thought I saw in the news early this morning over 100,000 businesses have filed for bankruptcy and gone out of business since March, since COVID-19. It is astonishing.
That is a lot.
And that I just hope, I know I'm already veering off track, but I just hope that somebody in Washington takes this pandemic seriously and starts to get us out of this mess, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Now, you're getting up to 60% off at Rolani's Boutique, and they're selling all the inventory, but the store supplies, decorations, the fixtures. I already sent one of my clients over there because they were interested in getting some of the fixtures. It wasn't necessarily the clothes, but they just wanted some of the mannequins and the they've got furniture over there. So it's not just
furniture.
Yeah, furniture. They've got chairs, they've got chests, they've got counter space. So they're selling everything. when they move out, yeah, when they move out, they're planning for October. When they move out in October, they plan on that place being empty. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's at 22080 West 10 Mile, 22,080 10 Mile Road at Losser in Southfield. She's going to shut the doors in October, so it's great to go now.
Oh, wow. I did not know they had furniture, so I'm going to have to go over there and check some stuff out.
Yes, furniture, fixtures, everything, yep. Regina, the queen of car loans, can put you in a brand new car at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, 475 Summit Drive, right behind Summit Mall in Waterford. Make your dream a reality. Doesn't matter. Good credit, bruised credit, bad credit, no credit. She said it's no problem. Call Regina, the queen of car loans. Put you in a new car right now, 248-431-2955. 248-431-2955. And Henrietta, this summer has been some great deals out here. If this is the time to buy a car this year, this is the year. There's some great deals out here.
Well, I'm definitely in the market for a car, so I'm going to have to check that out as well.
Yep, absolutely. There's some great deals out here. Optimal IT Solutions, they can repair your laptop or your desktop for less. This is my IT guy. I call them whenever I have a problem. Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. And the Retirement Conference and Banquet Center, I know we're in the middle of this pandemic right now. There are some people that are doing what they're supposed to do, okay? There's some people that are wearing masks. There's some people that are using hand sanitizer. There's some people that are social distancing, and they want to have their events. You know, people still getting married.
Yeah.
People are
still,
you know, there are still anniversaries going on. People are still trying to live.
Yeah,
and
people graduating from college.
Yeah.
You know, they want to celebrate.
Yep, and if you do it right, You can do it and live, thrive, and be successful in these events, whether it's a birthday party. I notice a lot of people having backyard birthday parties, too. But if you don't have the space, and everybody doesn't have a backyard, and everybody doesn't have the space, you know. And some backyards need a little work. So you might want to have your birthday party somewhere else. And TCBC is a look. I'm not calling out nobody's names. I didn't say nothing about nobody. All I'm saying is that you might not want to necessarily have it in your backyard at your place or even in the front yard.
That's true.
Have it at the
jungle.
That's right. Have it at TCBC, the Retirement Conference and Banquet Center. I got the phone number for you: 313-588-0432. Again, that number 313-588-0432. Retirement Conference and Banquet Center. It's on the Detroit Dearborn border on Tyerman, 8031 Tyerman. I went over there, and it's a big place. They got secure parking, gated parking, and everything. So
very nice.
It's very secure, and it's huge. I went to I've been over there a couple of times. One time I went, they had three events going at the same time. Now, I don't know. The only other place I know that has three events going at one time is like a hotel, a major hotel or conference center like downtown. Yeah. And this is right on the west side of Detroit, right on the Detroit-Dearborn border. And they've got it's big enough for them to have three events at one time. I've seen
it. That's huge.
I have seen it. Yes. All right. Our newest sponsor is Poetic Justice for God. I want to welcome them to the team. They said that they really have enjoyed the additional interest, Henrietta, in just teaming up with Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show. They are really excited. And they've gotten activity. Joining us as a sponsor team, and Henrietta, you know, because you are part of the team here, that we are working very hard to go back to Detroit Praise Network. You know, they have the studios were shut down back in March due to the virus. And, you know, they had safety concerns. They wanted to make sure everybody was safe, their employees, all of us and everything. So they kind of closed down. But we are trying to wait to get our key back in so we can go back in and do the show. And it's getting closer. So hopefully we're just, if not a week or two away from getting back onto the Detroit Praise Network. So we're looking for that. Looking forward
That's
to
true.
It.
Yeah. And I know the listening audience is waiting too, and they, you know, we have they're waiting for us to come back, but they didn't leave us because we found another way to keep our community engaged. So yeah, that's going to be a huge move, and I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yes, and it was so important to find a backup plan during that time, another way, because we've got our listeners, the community, and we're trying to provide information, support, and, you know, with the, whether it's politics, community information, news, health related, and things like that, and even for spiritual support, because we've got, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, and she's coming up after this show, and of course we've got the rest of the Sunday morning team, which is Kimberly Batchelor Davis, of course, our lifestyle editor, and our devotional leader, Prophetess Christy Laster. So, and you'll be hearing them soon, coming up in a few minutes with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The whole team will be here. So Poetic Justice for God is led by Detroit native Estelle Humphrey. She's the visionary and the founder of Poetic Justice for God, a ministry that God has ordained for worship through the performing arts. Their true mission is to reach the lost and set them free from sin through the anointed ministry of the arts, your talent of dance, poetry, singing, and more given to you through the Holy Spirit. And here are some of the artists that they're highlighting now. Chanel Henry, she's a poet, rapper, performance artist, and much more. She was born and raised in Lansing, Michigan. Chantel Hill, she's a dance artist. And then they've got, they interview these artists on their podcast, and you can see it at poeticjusticeforgod.net, poeticjusticeforgod.net. And you can listen and watch the interviews of these artists, and they do a great job because, you know, nowadays, Henrietta, it's very hard for artists to get to perform anywhere.
Yes, it is.
Everything's shut down. So it's hard for them, you know, to get an audience. It's hard for them to get paid for their talent. And Poetic Justice for God at least gets them on social media, gets them interviews through the poeticjusticeforgod.net website. I'm glad that they are part of the team, and I've checked it out before, and these are very talented individuals. Poetic Justice for God has been doing this for years.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you know,
they've
I've
been
heard
out.
Of them. I think I've heard of Poetic, of this amazing organization, and I'm glad that they are part of the team now because, you know, we need that spiritual, and they have a lot of young people out here too that can really benefit from that, who are, you know, obedient and followers of God. So, you know, we give our community so many varieties when it comes to the Michael Van Tour Show. And I'm just happy to have them part of the team and we were able to get people to them because we need that. We need that right now.
Yep, that's true. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a station break. When we come back, Henrietta, just like you to update us on what's going on. And we'll talk about a few things on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Hi, this is jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Life is to be remembered. Discover a funeral home that services your unique needs when your loved one passes. Chapel Hill Funeral Home has served the city of Detroit and community for the last several years, providing exceptional funeral and cremation services at an affordable price. This is a time to remember, honor, and celebrate your loved one. Don't wait. Plan ahead. Choose Chapel Hill Funeral Home, bringing hope, love, and healing from our family to yours. Experience a funeral service that celebrates life. Go to chapelhillfuneralhomes.com or call 313-340-8883. That's 313-340-8883.
Rolani's Boutique of Southfield, with eye-catching fashions and accessories for the sophisticated woman of discriminating taste. Rolani's Boutique has fashions that can be worn anywhere, at work, church, concerts, banquets, parties, and any place you need to go. Located at 10 miles just west of Losser, with sizes from 6 to 22. Local designers, we're looking for you. Expert alterations and costume jewelry designed and repaired. Credit cards and layaway welcome. Give us a call at 248-827-4442. That's 248-827-4442. Open 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Close Sunday and Monday. Rolani's Boutique of Southfield on 10 Mile just west of Losser. If unique is what you seek, come take a peek at Rolani's Boutique in Southfield. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be all right.
We are back. My name's Michael Van Tool. I'm here with Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. This is a special edition of the Michael Van Tool Show. We got missionary Hattie Humphrey coming up live immediately following this program. And our guest this morning, we're going to be talking with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist shortly. But Henrietta, until the Lieutenant Governor jumps on the line with us for an informative conversation, tell us a little bit about what's important for the community right now.
Well, Michael, thank you. What's important for the community right now is to get out and vote November 3rd. We are in a very critical state in this country right now, and we need everyone, young, old, new voters, returning voters, voting in the upcoming election. It is very this vote in Michigan, I feel, would be very pivotal to the election, and we do not want a repeat of what we went through in 2016. And, you know, so I urge the community and I urge the listeners to have the conversation, to get out and vote, to talk to your family, your friends, your coworkers, and explain to them why it is important. Because right now we have a divisive situation going on, and especially in Detroit, due to the fact that we have a lot of people who just feel like they don't have good choices right now to be voting or to be using their vote. And I want to say to that, you may feel that way. But at the end of the day, we need to remove this old administration and put the new administration in, and then we work together to try to overcome whatever issues that one may have with the new administration, being that we'll have someone in office who will listen to the people and bring this country back to a stable place to live. So, yeah, right now I'm urging everyone to just please get out and vote. Please do not chance not voting, because that one or two votes that don't go out and vote can mean the great difference in who wins this race in November.
And hasn't there been so many instances where tell that if just a few more people voted, that it makes a huge difference, just a few votes.
Absolutely.
And you're right about this divisiveness. I cannot believe how many things we've got going on right now that is dividing this country up into different corners. And the worst thing about it is this administration in Washington is actually actively working to keep this division going.
Yeah.
And the president has not been a representative of the people. He has not reacted and governed with all of the people in mind. And yes, we have to get out. We have to register to vote. This week, it's all about registering to vote, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about that with the Lieutenant Governor in a few minutes, too.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I hope, and I'll share this with him, too, and when we talk to him, is that our team, which is Biden-Harris, that they are aggressive, that they don't just react to this Trump administration and the Trump campaign, that they don't just react, that they go out and be aggressive and don't just take it. Just go out and join the fight. You know how
exactly.
Ali used to have the rope-a-dope?
Yeah.
And he used to cover up on the until they spent themselves out. It was always pretty risky. But we can't sit back and cover up and just respond when they fire
say something that you don't like.
We got to take the fight and we got to take it to them and get aggressive.
We got to jump in front of them. We definitely have to jump in front of them, because we know what this administration is about. This is the key. We already know the enemy and what the enemy plan is. So we don't wait for the enemy to strike back. We get a proactive plan and jump in front of the hits. It's like boxing, like you said. You have to when you know your opponent, you know the weaknesses and you know how to win that fight every time. So we know what this administration is about. It's been clear since day one. Having that knowledge, and I agree with you, Michael, it needs to be a more aggressive approach with the Biden-Harris team. And we need to do it now. We have 41 days left, and we need to get, this team to get very, very aggressive. And that means hitting the neighborhood hard, allowing the people to speak, even if they say something that you don't like. But at least you have that information, so you'll know how to fix that problem or bring together an idea to soothe the people who may feel, why do they need to vote? So it really needs, like you said, I agree with you 100%. We need a very aggressive, not violent, but aggressive approach in order for the Democrats to win this race. Like, we really need to do that.
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing is, I know that there have been a number of people talking about they have not seen the Biden-Harris team in cities like Detroit. I know the vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, she was in Detroit this week. So there is an attempt, but this needs to be done across the country. A lot of people are saying that they have not seen the Biden-Harris team on the ground connecting with people. We don't need to be in an airplane hangar without masks like the Trump campaign where they're spreading the virus around.
Right.
But at least out here talking, social distancing, but talking with the people, connecting with the people, so that we feel like we've got some we got a horse in this race, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah,
we can reach
horse.
Out and see. Right. That's
yeah.
that's what we need.
Absolutely.
I noticed there is a lot of money being spent on this Gary Peters John James race. They are spending millions of dollars.
And
you know,
they're going head to head. These commercials
three in a row. Commercials in a row. One and then another and then another. A response to what, you know how costly that is? And look how much money is spent. Just imagine if we could spend some of this money to help people in their daily lives.
Yeah,
and it's
cool.
going to ads that are played, especially in the last 2 months of a campaign. They're mm-hmm. spending millions of dollars going back and forth. Yeah. And unfortunately, I've been looking at a lot of the John James ads, and they're very deceptive, just like the Republican ads. They seem to all use the same game plan of this deceptive type
yes.
of, you notice that?
Yes, I'm
just
sitting
there.
You hit it,
politely.
Michael. I noticed it, yep. Very deceptive, very.
Lies. You know,
lies.
They're lies. Even online, they're using manipulated
mm-hmm.
advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a huge waste of money.
It's a shady
money.
Mess.
I like to know how much the two of them have spent. And I know Gary Peters needs to defend himself from some of these things. And once again, as I said, I haven't seen not one John James commercial that he's done campaign season that even mentions that he's a Trumpster or that he's a Republican and that he's a conservative.
He removed any Trump relations out of his campaign.
Yeah.
But
have you seen any? Yep. Definitely. What other, are there any other hot races in town right now besides the John James, Gary Peters?
Well, you know, you have a few congressional seats that are popping up. I see some candidates that are running for Supreme Court seats here in Michigan. There were commercials that just recently came out about two judges who are running together as a team for a seat in the Supreme Court. So what I appreciate is that is actually being mentioned, because people have to understand, in order to have a president in a sitting seat, you must have a Senate and a House of Representatives who support that president. So it is very important that these candidates are now showing their face a month away. But nevertheless, the ideology is to let people know that, yeah, the Supreme Court justices, congressional seats also matter in this race. Alyssa Slotkins is running again for her seat, and I know her, and she's a wonderful candidate to remain in that seat because she's been fighting on behalf of the people. So yeah, just to let people know, not just voting for president, but pay attention on your ballot to the congressional seats as well, Supreme Court judges. All those seats do matter in order for the Biden-Harris team, once they get to the White House, to be able to make policies and move this country forward. Because without those supporting seats, we'll have a Barack Obama situation going on, and they will not support this team. And it'll look, again, like the Democrats are not doing anything for the people. But just to say that we have to make sure we vote team as well.
Yes, but it's late in the game. It's September.
Very late.
But I think, you know, some people, it's about advertising dollars, and they're
mm-hmm.
waiting until the last minute, because they don't have that much money to spend, that's why some of these things are kind of slow right now. They're waiting until the ad dollars kick in a little bit later. You're listening to the Michael Van Tool Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. He's a personal injury specialist. I've got a list here of all of these awards from this national award-winning attorney. but he specializes in personal injury. Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, 248-567-9990. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is joining us on the line. I'm here with Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be back here with you.
Yes.
Good morning.
So glad to be here. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst for the Michael Van Tool Show and Community Highlights, is on with us too, Lieutenant Governor. And so thank you for getting up early and joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh,
I have a
15-month-old. I've been up for a little while now.
All right.
That'll do it.
Well, that
will do it.
Wide awake.
Yes.
But good to hear your voice, your familiar voice with us here on the Michael Van Tool Show. Just to alert our audience, the Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey is coming up following our program this morning. Lieutenant Governor, the last time we talked to you, some things were going on, but my, has the world changed this year?